This is Tux FM, fresh, young, and relevant.
We have something very interesting that's about to happen right now in studio. I have LCB Olifiri in studio with me from the Department of Library Services. So what's happening is that the Department of Library Services is teaming up with the Top Dogs to embark on a furry adventure, bringing you animal-assisted therapy right before the dreaded exam season hits. Good day, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much. I hope you just take it as a conversation like we did say.
All right, you.
So we can get into it. So the exam season is upon us, and the Department of Library Services found an interesting way to combat that stress on campus. Tell us what you are offering students on campus today.
Yes, I would like to invite all our students to come and visit the Top Dogs dog handlers and their dogs in front of the Marensky 2 library on the lawn, where we have the iconic Think piece.
Yes.
We will be situated there with 9 dogs today.
Nice.
If you would like me to share with you the breeds that we are expecting.
Okay.
We have a mixed breed. A bull terrier, a Havanese, a retriever, a poodle, a Labrador, a collie, a Weimaraner, and an Australian Shepherd will be visiting us today.
Ooh.
And students are welcome to come and touch these dogs to help them relieve their stress. And we do this for mental well-being as well.
What would you say is your favorite breed out of the ones that you mentioned?
There are so many. My dog breed is not here, but I love Chows, but the poodle maybe. And
yeah.
I think they get the most oohs and ahs from the students usually.
Okay, how do we register to take part?
Actually, the link is on the library website, so it's library.up.ac.za. So under upcoming events, you will see the event there, but it's not compulsory, so students are welcome. If you pass by and you see us and you haven't registered, you are still welcome. I only use the registrations to see how much the interest is. And just a reminder, maybe I forgot to mention the time. This is only between 12 and 1 o'clock because remember, the therapy dogs are special dogs and they can only work for an hour. So we can only interact with them for that particular hour.
You did mention one of the benefits to be good for your mental well-being. What would you say are the benefits of therapy dogs, the other ones?
This is definitely that they can reduce stress and anxiety.
Mm.
And they say that studies have shown that if you spend some time with therapy dogs, it can lower your blood pressure, it reduce your heart rate, and it release the endorphins that, you know, that feel good hormones. And so these are natural mood lifters. But you know what I love to do is to also share some of the feedback that we get from the students. So the students who actually attend these sessions, I sometimes run a little survey afterwards.
Mm.
And they say, most of them say, this lowers my stress stress levels and I just needed a break. I just needed a break from the normal campus life. And many of them are dog people, so they just want to interact with dogs because they miss their dogs. They are far from home. They don't see their dogs that often.
Mm.
So definitely feeling better about yourself. And the whole world. I think pop in and you'll hear all the oohs and the ahs and the hugs and the smiles. Yeah, follow us on social media because
yes.
You will see some of the reels and pictures that we will share afterwards.
I think it happened last year as well, right?
Yes, actually.
Yes, I remember.
I've been hosting this since 2019.
Oh, wow.
So COVID, of course, made things a little bit difficult. We even had virtual sessions during COVID.
Mm.
But yes, and we tried to do this twice a year. So we had the session in May and now again in October.
Mm.
And rest assured, we will definitely do this again next year.
Really appreciate it. We did mention that Library Services is working hand in hand with Top Dogs on this. Can you please tell us about their work?
Yes. So Top Dog's mission is to spread comfort and companionship to those in need.
Mm.
And this includes hospitals, care facilities, and schools. So remember, these dogs are very carefully chosen. I know some students are very scared of dogs as well.
This
can be a wonderful opportunity for you to also touch and interact and socialize with a dog. Because remember, these are dogs that have been trained and carefully selected. So Top Dogs stands for Touch Our Pets. I just want to mention the top, Touch Our Pets. And this was started in 2008 already. And their motto is to spread smiles for miles. And this they are achieving on a regular basis by visiting hospitals. And their dogs, I just want to mention one very important and interesting fact about them, is that they are actually a world first. Their dogs was the first therapy dog organization in the world to dress their dogs in court attire.
Mm.
So especially when they prepare like children to appear in a court case, you know, that the dogs are assisting the children to become more comfortable in the court surroundings, and they dress them up, and I think that is so amazing.
That's very amazing.
And these people are all volunteers. They do this for their own, you know, just because they love their dogs and because they want to make a difference.
You will actually be taking the Top Dogs on a camp tour. So where can we catch you next?
Yes, I want to mention that in May we visited Hatfield because we the most students are, of course, on Hatfield.
Yes.
But we also visited the Groenkloof campus. And this time around, we will going to Prinsenhof. So all the doctors and the medical students and the dentistry students, listen up. So we will be going to Prinsenhof on Wednesday between 12 and 1. But Hatfield, don't despair. We will be back again on Thursday between 12 and 1. And Groenkloof, I know that there was a request that you want us back there. So I'll definitely keep you in mind for May 2024.
If anyone would like to make a donation or support Top Dogs rather in any way, how do we go about that?
I would really appreciate a donation because these people are doing this just because they love their dogs and they think this is a worthwhile cause. So I'll be walking around. You'll see me in my UP Way t-shirt today with the denim, and you are welcome just to drop the cash donation with me, and I'll ensure that this is sent to or given to Alta Rousseau. She is my contact with Top Dogs, and then they will use the money maybe for needs that they have, that they are experiencing from Top Dog side.
This is a very hectic season for us, the students. For someone that wants to save the semester and the year, please remind us of the library hours.
Yes. Please remember that the study center, the 24/7 study center, is always open to accommodate you.
Mm.
And I know that many students like studying in the library. If you wonder about our hours, because remember, we are so many libraries and the hours differ, please go and check out the hours on the website, library.up.ac.za. But talking about the Marensky 2 Library, we are open from 7 o'clock in the mornings until 9 o'clock in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little tip that we open an hour later on Tuesday mornings. So I still see many students disappointed when they pitch there at 7 o'clock. So we open a little bit later then. At Friday evening, we close at 8 o'clock, but we're also open on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 to 5 and 9 to 1 on a Sunday. And remember, during exam season, we also extend our library hours. So please check them out on the website because libraries' hours do differ, and I don't want to confuse our students.
May you please repeat the website one more time?
Yes, so it's library.up.ac.za. You'll see the hours block carefully marked, and you can just go and click on your library and you will be able to access your library hours.
Thank you so much, Miss, for joining us on this adventure that you guys are doing. Thanks for putting our mental health first. Really, really do appreciate it. Any final words?
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Tix FM. I appreciate it. And I hope to see many students there today and at Prinsenhof and on the Hatfield campus again on Thursday. And remember, our libraries are there to assist you always, in any way that you need some assistance, we have friendly staff that can answer your difficult answers, your questions, and find a little space in the library for you. Because students that use library resources and that study in the library, they do well in their exams.
Yes.
That's a tip for me, from me.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to Tux FM 107.2. It's about now.